Again, we're just finishing up at the end of Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel. Now, that's what we said is the principle about the violating or not and the issue of Kavod HaBriyos. We said there's a funny chiddush, Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush, which comes out lahalacha, that putting on tzitzis is a mitzvah's asay, and the mitzvah is to affix tzitzis to your four-corner garment. Now, that's fine. On Shabbos, that's something you cannot do, because affixing tzitzis requires doing that kesher elyon, let's call it the two double knots. Actually, let's take it, the double knot, the two double knots at the top, the first set of chuliyah salutes, and then a second set of double knots. It's a machlokas rishonim, but let's say that's what it means. Point is, double knots are iser d'oraisa of kosher. You can't do that on Shabbos. That's a law from the Torah, of course. Shmir Shabbos, you can't break Shabbos. So there's no way to affix tzitzis on Shabbos. So therefore, there's no mitzvahs asay to put there's no mitzvahs asay of tzitzis on Shabbos. It just falls away. It's not there. It's like building the base of Mikdash. What do you want? It's important, but not on Shabbos. So tzitzis also, you can't do it on Shabbos. That being the case, if you find that you're wearing a garment that should have tzitzis, but it doesn't have tzitzis, or the tzitzis it has are pasul, which is really the same thing, so then, if it's on Shabbos, your violation is a rabbinic violation. Because the rabbi said, walk around with four corner garments, put on a tzitzis, but on Shabbos, it's just a derabbanan, midoraisa, so you can't, and the mitzvah's fallen away. So therefore, we're going to see there's a kula here. If you discover your talis is pasul, and you're talking about Shabbos, and you're going to be embarrassed, even just mildly embarrassed, you're okay. You can put on the pasul talis or leave the pasul talis on and not take it off if it's going to be embarrassing, because all you're doing is a durabanan. We're not talking about making a bracha on the talis, okay? We're not talking about carrying the talis in, it's just a rav. We're talking about just wearing it. Whereas on a weekday, there's a mitzvah asay to put on your tzitzis, affix them to your beged. If you have a pasul set up of tzitzis on your beged, you have a mitzvah asay to repair it. So if you're not doing it, you're being violating the mitzvah d'oraisa, but you're only violating it in a sheva'al ta'aseh way. You're only violating it in a passive way. And therefore, you're allowed to do it if the alternative is severe humiliation. That, of course, is a gray area. So we'll actually have machlokas here in a second. The post can discuss how embarrassing it really is to be in shul and either daven without a talis or take your talis off in the middle of davening. I guess, for those who say it's really humiliating, it's hard for us to relate to, I guess. To me, it's hard to relate to how embarrassing that is already. What?
I think it's more embarrassing if people wear a talis with kosher. If you see a guy, he's a strong guy, and he's wearing a talis with kosher, I think it's more embarrassing.
That's a good point. I guess the guy would be clever and somehow hide it. That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. But let's assume he's somehow concealing it or whatever. He's knowing who they look. I don't know. That's a good point. But He's going to take his chances, because he'll be so embarrassed to take off his talis in the shul. It really is hard for me to get my head around like what world they lived in, but that's the world they lived in. Okay, so that's that. So
maybe if you have the first talis kavanah that's on top of your cloak. Mm-hmm. The talis kavanah that's on top.
We're talking about, well, we'll see. That's going to be a separate issue. Besides from what I told you before, the setup of davening in shul, putting it on or not taking it off. There's a separate issue about taking your talis katan off. Obviously, if you're wearing a suit or the equivalent, and it's under your garments, that everyone is going to agree, all the posts will agree, that's a gnai gadol, to start having strip in public, and that's embarrassing.
I suspect there's a person who would argue that point about not having your talis being embarrassing. I think Moshe doesn't hold it there.
He holds it is embarrassing.
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying. So I think the modern post...
He's got the leader issues. It's not considered embarrassing if it's not really an embarrassing thing. You don't do that, you know. But you think you're different than other people here, it's not real embarrassment. That's just when you're doing something wrong. You have to make it wrong and do it properly.
Well,
you feel awkward, that's not a reason for, you know. Being undressed is embarrassing.
I see. Too, you know? Well, I definitely relate to that. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, there are people who are saying that davening without a talis is just so embarrassing. Who could solve it? I guess the different time and place. I can't. Yeah, you'll see that. The way you'll see that it's hard to not read that in the words. But indeed, as we saw yesterday, everything depends on the human being. So if you're not embarrassed, then that's a non-starter for you. Okay, fine. So we left off in Yud Dalet, which is a very short point. The sentence the Ramah had said. I'll read the whole Ramah here, on top of Tir Gimel Siv Gimel. He says, "Afilu talis katan shetachas begadav ein tzarach lifshot." Even the talis katan's under, even though no one's going to see it, don't need to take it off. I don't even want to get into it so much more if it's possible. Okay, we're past this. Vu adin, same goes. If nifsak echad min atzitzios, one of your tzitzis became puzzle, umisbayas leishev below talis, you're embarrassed to sit in shul without a talis on. The yuchol lelav sho below bracha, you can continue to wear it, or yeah, continue to wear it without a bra, not making a bracha, or put it on without making a bracha, mikoch kavod abrios, because of kavod abrios. So on that last point of kavod abrios, you're sitting in shul, we're saying you can continue to wear your talis if you're embarrassed. Again, if it's, we'll see in a second, but if it's on Shabbos, we're talking about even minor embarrassment, and if it's not Shabbos, it would be major embarrassment. But anyways, the point is, the Mishnah Berurah just says in Yudalid, Vadafkim, Yudalid there, Vadafkim ein yachul lahasig bebeis hakadosh talis shula. That assumes, of course, that you can't find another talis to wear to borrow from the shul. Or is it a non-starter? If the shul has a pile of talisim outside, you can't go wearing a pasul talis because it's easy to go get a kosher one from outside. That's a non-starter. You're just speaking that out. Okay. That was like a loose end we left yesterday. Now the final sentence here, going back on that thing we just said, is v'davka b'shabbos to asul asos tzitzis. This kula of kavod abrios always trumping taking off your tzitzis is only on Shabbos when you, as I explained before, you can't put them on anyway, so it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Of a b'chol, if you're talking about a regular weekday, gai gavna asr. To sit and walk and wear your talis in shul without taking it off if it's pasul is no good. Why? Because the Ramah is going to hold, it's not that big a deal. Taking off your talis in the middle of shul is not that big a deal. That we're going to wear breaking a mitzvah deraisa is, sorry. So now in Tesvav, Sifkan said Tesvav, Dafka b'Shabbos, perish. This is the story. Now we've seen a lot of this, I spoke it out, but here it goes. Lefi, because Shabbos less arak Issa Durabatan canal. When it comes to Shabbos, we're just talking about Issa Durabatan, like we explained. Avo b'chol, on a regular day of the week, shu over al Issa Torah b'chol shah dekum v'ase, both tzitzis. You've got a mitzvah every second to go put tzitzis on, and you're not doing it. Visit Torah filo rak iser deshev v'al ta'asa. Now, you're talking about violating the Torah. Of course you're doing it only in a shev v'al ta'asa way. You're just not doing what the Torah said to do. You're not going and doing what the Torah said not to do. You're just not doing what the Torah said to do. Even so, doing kazeh shu moneya es atom mitzvah, you're just stopping yourself from doing the mitzvah, putting the tzitzis on a regular Thursday morning when there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on your garment. Ein nidchem if they covered a brios. That doesn't push off, that's not pushed off by kavod abrios, elo im lo beganai gadol. Unless you're talking about a very severe humiliation, and that's not the case by wearing a, taking off your talis and davening. V'lachein us lilbush hatalis gadol kishiroa shein bo tzitzis. Therefore, you can't just continue to put on your talis when you realize it's possible, because it's not that big a deal. Deleisha bli talis severe le l'rama, because the mishmur speaks out what I spoke out, that the rama holds that to sit without a talis and shul do rak b'chlal Gnai Katan. That just is in the category of a lesser embarrassment. It's not that big a deal. V'chein, same goes. Im nodelo b'rshus harabim. If you found yourself in the rshus harabim, k'shu holach batalas gadol, you're walking on Shabbos in the rshus harabim. I'm sorry. No, we're not talking Shabbos. We're talking about any day of the week. The point is you're in a public place. You're in the public eye. K'shu holach batalas gadol. You're walking home from shul on tomorrow morning, and you find out in the street there that you got a puzzle tzitzis. So then, sarach gamken lefashto, take it off immediately. The bezmanenu pshitas atalas gadol b'shuk, taking off your talas gadol even in a really public place in the merkaz, who gamken rak ganai katan, it's no big deal. However, ima beis haknesses nodlo acher shu kfar lovish batalis, if you're already wearing a talis in the middle of shul, I'll finish the sentence and I'll get your question, right? And then you discover she'achz metitzios of psulim. One of you find out you're wearing a talis, and then you find out, oh, it's pasul. Harba min achronim, there are plenty achronim, mekilim that are lenient, and they say de'ain sarach lefashto. Once you have it on, you need not take it off, even on a regular Thursday. You don't have to take it off. Take it immediately. The sfirlu, because those poskim hold the kivan shu bebrabim, the base of knesses. You're in the public eye and you're in shul, and every other guy has a talis on his head, and you don't. The pshitahu ganai biyoser. That's really, really embarrassing. Really, really disgraceful. Many hold, and then you don't need to take it off immediately. Rather, rak yimahar lelech lebeso, just rush home. Olabayish lefnei base of knesses, or like the whatever the room next to the shul where you can take it off in private. Bf shitenu sham. Take it off when you know it's not so obvious that you're not wearing a talus. Fine. I'll finish the sentence and I'll come back to your question. V'chai adam machmir b'zeh. The chai adam says, no, 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 it's not that big a deal. The chai adam is like a 19th century, you know, relatively, by the Mishabura standards, very modern posek. V'svir lei, the pshitas tatalis gadol hu rak in ha'katan. It's no big deal. Why am I saying that? Because I'm saying, like, I think our modern 21st century sensibilities are probably closer to the chai adams than those of Achronim, I suspect. The belav achi derech b'nei adam, sorry, to beloved hachi, because without a talis, derech b'nei adam, livshot tamid a talis b'rabim, the basic masses. People take a talisim in public and the shul all the time, not a big deal. V'achra kach, after I found out that the chayarim says it's not that big a deal, don't wear a pasul talis on a regular day, after that, matzasi, the mishabur says, I also found out the prima gadim, another heavy hitter, the psicha de hilchos tzitzis, he also says in the instruction of the hilchos tzitzis, shesover gamkin kechai adam, he holds it the chai adam, that it's not that big a deal and you can't wear pasul tzitzis. Al kain, and therefore, now he's going to do a, everything clear up to now? I'll take a question before I take the next sentence. Yeah? You're good? Okay. So now, what we've, this I'm going to do the, before I say the next sentence, I want you to do the math, so to speak. He started out by saying, harbab min achronim. In other words, let me sum up before this next sentence so it's clear. Because the next sentence will take us elsewhere. We said it's not that big a deal to take off your talis in public. It's not that big a deal to not put on your talis maybe, but to take off your talis in public in the shul, like when everyone else went to talis, and you're like making a scene of it, so to speak. Harbim and achronim, many of the achronim say that's already very embarrassing, and therefore you can leave your pasul tzitzis on even on a regular weekday. Then the Mishnah Berurah said, you know what? Even though that's true, many do say that. The Chai Adam says, no way. And the Prima Gadam says, no way. So now, the Mishnah Berurah Mishnah Berurah is like leaning that direction also. So what does he say? He said, listen, he's clever. He says, rather than pick sides, I don't have to pick sides. I've got a new plan, which is, I have a clever patent, a trick, how to get out of the whole problem altogether. Al-Kain. And therefore, since you really have plenty of people say to be machmir and not wear a pasul talis, guess what? Mehanachon, the right thing to do is lasus es ha'etzah shekasa b'sefer artzus achayim. The artzus achayim, he had a clever solution. He said, listen, sheyaf kirenu, if you declare the talis that you're wearing now to be hefker, so now it's no longer ksuscha. The pasuk says your garment has to be with tzitzis, no longer your garment. So you like manage, this is a real lucky loophole, but you manage to find a very clever lucky loophole and say the talis is yours, and therefore you're not chayav to put tzitzis on it, and therefore you're wearing it, and that's okay. And therefore you're okay to get away with it. Das patim lasos bo tzitzis. There's no derais anymore on your head, and therefore you can rely on the even a minor. Embarrassment's okay, and you want to take your tzitzis. Because you gila beso, the hefker, you have to be mafkert, or you have to say it to yourself. Yeah, you don't have to stand up on a three-peel pizza, though. You say a mafkert and zel. You really relinquish ownership. The same as what you did when you call chamira and chamia. Like, you put down your chametz.
If I heard it, I can take the fellows with me. If you say
that's someone can snatch it off you. Exactly right. Say it to yourself, it's your mafkert. And then, kishigila beso, when you get home, yachzer lizikos bo, take it back again. Like, is it funny? It's interesting, I don't...
Isn't there an issue now of taking this?
Take what?
You no longer own it?
We'll take it, so it's, you'll reacquire it. Take it when? Take it home? Wait till you get home, take it off, and then acquire it. What's wrong? That's what he's saying to do.
Exactly. What are you wearing? Isn't that like a clothing you have to
I don't want to be cone. I don't want to be cone it. I don't want to be cone it. It is only one step better than selling your lungs before smoking a cigarette, I understand. But the bottom line is it's technically not chayav and tzitzis for you, and now you because he wants that because he first of all remember many or most achronim say to mutter in the first place. Second of all, for a derabbanan, and you're left to rise the territory, for covenant breeze, you're allowed. So he's giving you a clever way to shift the deraisa away and not have to rely on the lenient achronim, although there are many who say you could be, and therefore you can put it on. Again, all this is assuming. Step one, we're assuming here that you're really embarrassed and you're stuck. On the one hand, you're embarrassed. You're not sure if you're so embarrassed to call it Gnai Gadol, but on the other hand, you're facing it, Mimavatl and Asay. So this is his Eitzah. You can sidestep the Asay. Okay? You have options. You can either do the trick, you can take the talis, if it's that humiliating for you, then you can, you know, whatever. That's it. Okay. That's that. Fine, good. Okay. And the last thing he says is, when it comes to regular weekday, kahai gavna, usur, to put on your talis, knowing full well it's puzzles, no, you can't do it on chol, because then you have the, you have the mitzvah of putting it on, and you're not doing what you should be doing, and you're not talking about severe embarrassment. So he says, I'm the Magen Avram, Shemazik, he concludes, the Magen Avram concludes, Demashim Machmir HaRama B'chol, the Rama says, don't do it on Chol, Lo Koy Al Masha Kasav B'tchila, Afilu B'talas Katan. He's not talking about removing a talas katan. Remember, the Rama's whole sentence started out by saying, Afilu Talas Katan, the under talas. The Magen Avram is saying, listen, the Rama says no big deal. It's not that big a deal to leave your, to be without a talis, and therefore he's machmir. But then he says, but on chol you have to be strict. So the Magen Avraham is saying he doesn't mean you have to be strict and take off your talis kata underneath, because that really is a big deal. That's really embarrassing. You have to strip out, you take off your clothing, right? The talis katan, even though delo shatzitzis psulim, if you find out your talis katan is possible, so then the yeshlo ganai gadol, you're facing serious embarrassment. The fashal matachas begadav, to strip yourself bare and take it off from under. Beim basic kinesis, beim barab, whether you're in shul, whether you're in the streets, doesn't matter. And therefore, ain serich lefashto, you need not take it off. You can wear it. Your talis gadol has come up, but talis katan is really embarrassing. If not, if the kind of guy anyone walks around without a t-shirt on, or whatever, or you have a vest and you walk around with a vest on or something, so then like, yeah, in public you have to do it, I guess. And you can judge for yourself. Okay? But since it's the Gnai Gadol, we're assuming it is Gnai Gadol for you, Doch and Kavra Brios, Afilo Isra Doraisa, again, we saw summing up what we said at the beginning, if you're facing severe embarrassment, that is a reason to push off the passive violation of Isra Doraisa, provided Sheval Taset in a passive way. You're just not doing the positive mitzvah putting on tzitzis. But again, a lav won't work because a lav is active violation. However, even though we said you're allowed to now not humiliate yourself, tzarech l'maher leilech lebeis, so you got to rush home. You got to solve the problem as soon as possible. Ol lebeis shtetnei beis haknesses, or if go to the room next door, whatever it is, v'yeshtenu sham, and take your under tzitzis off. Afshu osik beis haknesses b'dvar mitzvah. If you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you're in the middle of davening or whatever it is, just get out of there. Get out of there and solve your problem. Meishu Isser Torah. We're not talking about, it's nice to be the gabbai, but it's worse. It's not nice to be wearing a puzzle, you know, breaking a Torah, so you got to get out of there. Aval b'Shabbos, Ein Tzarech Lamar Letzeis Beis HaKnesses. If you're talking Shabbos, now remember, now since we're talking Shabbos, there's no derais at all, only derabanan, because no, you can't put on the tzitzis, and therefore, Kol Od Shu Osik B'Mitzvah, as long as you're involved in a mitzvah, you don't need to rush home. Period. New paragraph. New idea. Varo b'chavero. New idea. If you see your friend, shenifzegu lo hatzitzis, and he's a puzzle tzitzis. You know, you saw him stand up, and you saw his tzitzis were caught under the chair, or whatever it is, and now it's torn. And you know he's going to be now, he's stuck in a rock and a hard place if you tell him. He doesn't know what to do. So then, lo yomalo, don't tell him. Ad shiyavala, base until he gets home. Because if you don't know what you're doing, then you're not a kumva aseh violator. You're just like a sheval tasa. You're a passive violator. You're unknown. It can't be any worse than sheval tasa. You don't even know you're doing it. So that's not an active affront to Hashem. And therefore, don't tell him. Dino shikri enu lev. Can I skip a sentence here? Yeah. Dino shikri enu levo lebeso v'sham yomer lo shiyif shiyafshiteno. Get him home, and when you get him home, then let him know, oh, you tell us the puzzle.
Why doesn't the chacha kick in?
We're talking about a whole day.
Right.
So you're not going to put him in a situation of mild embarrassment. So don't tell him to get home. He doesn't need to have to cook. He's gonna want to rely on it anyways. Maybe we'll rely on it anyways. Maybe we'll be embarrassed. So you don't have to.
I mean, if somebody's sitting down and eating that dry food and somebody doesn't know about it, and they try food and they tell them about it, so they start to get up from everybody and leave the table.
Because we're assuming there's a covenant brius issue, and he's only violating better than Sheval Tasa, so don't make him do it. Don't put him in agreement to that. You're essentially Tochacha. I don't know if I'm playing with Emes now, but it's interesting. The Pasuk that tells you to give Tochacha is immediately succeeded by the issa to embarrass somebody. So I don't know what I'm saying is like true, but certainly the vort is certainly that's not a coincidence. For sure that's halachically true. That the tochacha has somebody that isn't embarrassing. That's for sure true. I'm saying that something might not be strictly true, but ideally true. Like you're not also what's the hell to give the guy tochacha if you're putting him down to an embarrassed situation. Just sidestep the issue, wait till he gets home. He's not doing anything on purpose. Oh, I'm not sure if as a technical point, this is like a technical point, I'm actually not sure if tochacha applies if a person doesn't know in this situation. I'm not even sure. That's an interesting question on its own right. In other words, tochacha means you lochiach means to prove something, right? Like, sort of thing, you show the guy that what he's doing is wrong, and you show him what's not in his interest, because whatever reason, therefore, he should change his ways. This guy doesn't need to change his ways. He's a kosher yid who wears kosher tzitzis. He would never put on puzzle tzitzis. Like, he would never dream of putting on puzzle tzitzis. So I'm not sure if Torah even kicks in here. I'm not sure. But we have, like, mutav shiu shogin v'alti mazin. There is such an idea. I don't know if that's exactly this, but the point is... Okay? Yeah. So I don't know if... Yeah. Huh? Yeah, here's a cover. You're making the guy into... You're making him be embarrassed. You're not embarrassing him, but you're putting him into an embarrassing situation. Right. Better. And as soon as he gets home, let him know.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I finish this? No, there's a little time more here. Okay. Okay. Od kasav Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, "Dim ein tzitzis be'ir." It's a new point here. If there's no tzitzis in town at all, again, a hard thing to imagine in this day and age. But if you live in some village in the middle of nowhere, and times are tough, and there's a famine and a depression, there's just no one's gonna have any tzitzis. Period. Because there's no tzitzis in town. Then dino b'chol kamo b'shabbos. Then the same way Shabbos, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah upon you. So the Magen Avraham says, if there's no tzitzis to be put on, then you can't fulfill. You're like, your hands are tied, so you can't. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore, you're not chayav to do it. Therefore, the whole day becomes like a Shabbos day. Interesting idea, right? Do a din, but tell us. Fine. That's that. Do a din. Tell us the mechiyav rak madurabanim. If you're talking about a rib. It's big. It's a very big kiddush. It's weird. It is really weird.
Could do it. You're just in a situation now. You're a technical problem.
It is weird. To me, it's a little weird. Yeah. It's a.
Shabbos can't do it.
But Shabbos is not a mitzvah. Do you hear the point?
No.
Do you hear the question?
No.
Okay. The Magen Avraham. Number one. We said on Shabbos there's no mitzvah at all to put on tzitzis. So therefore the mitzvah. So then. Let me say that more clearly. On Shabbos, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah putting on tzitzis, because it requires a chil of Shabbos, and therefore there's no mitzvah to put on tzitzis on Shabbos. Period. So, the Magen Avraham is equating that and saying, listen, if it's not Shabbos, it's just Thursday, but there are no tzitzis, there's no tzitzis in town. So he says, if there are no tzitzis in town, there's no way you could fulfill the mitzvah. See, I'm going to mitzvah, you're not violating the mitzvah putting on tzitzis, because there's no tzitzis to put on. So therefore, even on the weekday, if there's no tzitzis, you can rely on, you're not violating the mitzvah of not putting on tzitzis, and you could keep it on even for Gnai Katan. It's a little, so the question is, it's a little weird. Because the mitzvah, it sounds, the Magen Avraham is saying what he said, but what sounds weird is it seems like there's still a mitzvah there. I mean, there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. It happens in Yadman now, but that doesn't mean it's still looming in the air, so how can you treat it as not being a Doraisa mitzvah now? It's a Doraisa mitzvah, just you can't personally fulfill. That's like, it's still there. Your violation is still a sheva passive of a doraisa, it would seem. A passive violation, because you have of a doraisa. The Magen Avraham is looking at it as this, I guess he's saying the same thing, it's an onus, an onus. The halacha makes you an onus, the halacha of Shabbos makes you an onus, you can't put on tzitzis, and the lack of tzitzis makes you an onus, you can't put on tzitzis. In both cases, the mitzvah falls away. Interesting, very interesting idea. I bet it won't be halacha l'maisa anytime soon. Yeah, okay. Now, final point he says is v'u'adin talas de mechuyav rak madurban. If you have a talas, which is just however it is everyone agrees is a durab is a mit doesn't have a mitzvah derived to put on tzitzis. It only has a mitzvah derabanan. He'll give an example in a second. So then it's like Shabbos even during the week. Okay, what would be the case last week is an example because we haven't all the examples we've seen so far as far as I can think of are either. They're all sfeikus. Like either it's a suffix if cotton needs tzitzis, but maybe it's a doraisa, or it's exactly halfway up, so maybe it's chayav. But there's always a tzad doraisa. So he's going to give an example where there's no tzad doraisa, which is Kgon Sha'ula, Lacher Shloshim Yom, which will be a segue to what we'll see in Yadalin, is that we just said before, remember the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush, based on the Malvin Art of Tzachan, you could be Machir Tzitzis, Tzitzis not Suscha, not your garment, it's your putter. So if I take your, if I borrow your Arba Kanfos, and I haven't got a mitzvah d'oraisa to put on, because it's not mine, it's yours. If I'm going to mitzvah to put on tzitzis, midoraisa. The first 30 days. Right. So therefore he's saying, if I'm wearing a borrowed tzitzis in the first... In the, no, no, after the, before the... Before 30 days... But after 30 days you have a chiyah midorabanan. That's the point. After 30 days you have a chiyah midorabanan. Because it's like, it looks like it's yours. You've had it a long time already. So that's for sure just a rabanan. So if you're wearing a pair of tzitzis, which isn't yours, but it's a sha'ula, and therefore you have to put tzitzis on, but just midorabanan. And then if you find it, it's puzzle, there you do not need to take it off, even for a Gnai Katan, minor embarrassment, because anyways you're chiyah to put on tzitzis, just a rabanan, because it's a sha'ula. That's the case there. Okay, fine. Very good. That last point is a little lost on you. We're going to revisit it. You're dull anyways. It's fine.